Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
That's a very good afternoon, Gavin. How are you?
Hello, I'm very good on this cold and windy June day.
Yeah, I know. It hasn't been pretty cool on the, especially early mornings. Yesterday was really, that was pretty rough. That got to about 4, 5, 6 degrees, but this morning wasn't too bad.
Yeah, no, it's just been a bit on the windy side today, that's all.
I know, and it's a really cold wind too. It goes right through you. Ugh.
But it's June, so you tend to expect it at this time of year.
We certainly do, and I think last week we spoke about roses, but today you want to talk more specifically about the colour of roses.
The colours, well, yes, I mean, this whole segment could go over a half an hour, so I thought I could split it up and we'll talk about how to start a rose garden and the best place to put a rose garden last week. This week we'll talk about all the colours. Now, first off, I'd say that this is not the be-all and end-all list. Different roses prefer different areas, and we've got to pick the roses that A, love humidity, and B, will grow north of Sydney. So I've divided it up into colours, so... Yeah, for those playing at home, if you've got a pen, if you want, well, let's start off with red. If you want a beautiful red rose, go the traditional Mr. Lincoln. Now, that is your Valentine's Day long-stemmed red rose.
Mm-hmm.
There's some beautiful dark ones if you want that dark, mysterious red. Oklahoma, Avon, Black Magic is another one. Beautiful dark reds. Dark Desire, as the name suggests, it's dark and mysterious and velvety red. And then, of course, you've got some lovely bright reds like Firefighter, Camp David, Father's Love, and the RSL Rose. Now, they're beautiful fire engine reds, beautiful long-stemmed red roses. Really, really nice. There's another one in amongst that called Double Delight. Now, Double Delight is red, but it has a bit of yellow through it, so it's almost like a bicolour, if you like. It's got the two colours, but an absolute exquisite perfume. Now, that would be my best reds for this area. And as I said, there are different roses for different areas.
Hmm.
Now, in the pinks, you can't go past a Queen Elizabeth, the most beautiful pink rose you will ever get. Eiffel Tower, Peter Frankenfeld has been around for as long as, well, longer than I have. And the Children's Rose, a clear, pale pink rose. Very, very nice. Beautiful pink roses if you want to go pink. If you would like to go white, you would go Honor. Honor is the most beautiful, budded, white, almost like an ivory white rose. Beautiful buds. They'll hold on to their buds for quite a while, which means you could cut them and have them inside. John F. Kennedy, a very popular white rose. The Pope John Paul II, a very, very popular white rose. And, of course, the original one out of the whole lot is one called Pascali. And Pascali will give you that vivid, white, beautiful, long-stemmed, budded rose. Really nice colours. Yellows and apricots, which are often sort of bundled in together. Last year's new release was Graham Ross, and the Graham Ross rose is absolutely beautiful. So anybody that wants to Google the Graham Ross rose, it is the most beautiful apricot. Brandy. Brandy is a very, very popular one. The new one out the last couple of years, again, is Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton, very voluptuous buds, and that they will stay as a bud for quite a while. Very, very nice. Gold Medal, Just Joey. Now, Just Joey has been one of the most popular apricot yellow roses for quite some time. Very free-flowering, not the type of rose that you would cut so much as in the type of rose where you go out and you enjoy all these flowers on it. And the other one is Helmut Schmidt. Now, Helmut Schmidt's been around for a long time. It's a very, very clear yellow. Again, a beautiful bud on top of a long stem, a good cutting rose, the Helmut Schmidt. In the mauve Now, there's not a lot in mauve roses. Mm. Blue Moon has been around for centuries, probably one of the most popular ones. Charles de Gaulle, the ex-French president.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, a Vol de Nuit, as in N-U-I-T, is another one that is a very popular mauve. Now, these roses, of course, as I said last week, full sun, good drainage, feed them up. Once they start to shoot out, if you're planting any of these through winter, they will generally come in a little pot with just a stick with some thorns on it. Get that in the ground. The one thing I did forget to say last week is make sure you don't bury them any deeper than what they are, because the biggest problem with them, if you dig them any deeper than what they're planted when you buy them, that stem will actually rot because it hasn't been used to being in the ground.
Okay, all right. So you got all the information there, which you can find out, of course, at Lee Rowan's Garden World. Gavin, you'll be back again next week?
No, I'm on holidays for a few
lucky
weeks.
You. Oh, my goodness me.
Oh. It's that time of year when all good nurserymen and nursery buyers go off for a couple of weeks so that we can't buy anything before stock day.
Well, Gavin, you have a great holiday. Thank you very much for filling us in with all the roses, and enjoy.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much, and I will talk to you then.
Look